hear an awful lot about how kids today don't get enough exercise, that this is something we need to stress with young people, that they're just not getting enough physical fitness. Mm-hmm. You found a completely different way to use physical fitness, especially when it comes to kids with ADHD. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, the program that we're looking at, we call it Spark for Learning, and is instead of focusing on the physical benefits of daily activity and physical exercise, we're looking at how that can impact the classroom and the social-emotional well-being as well. So we're using daily physical activity as a way to help build culture and community within the school, as well as helping individual children, both with ADHD and with learning disabilities as well.
And so how does it work?
So the children at the schools are participating in 20 minutes of cardiovascular activity first thing in the morning. So the schools that we've targeted right now are ones that have a lot of children with ADHD or with learning disabilities, and they quite often spend a lot of time on the bus getting to school in the morning. So by the time they get there, they're tired, they're grumpy, they've fallen asleep again. So the schools were really seeing that they were having some difficulty motivating these children to learn. And obviously these are a group of children who are sort of at highest risk for having learning difficulties. So what we did is we put in place this Spark for Learning program that's really focused on physical activity. So they're running, they're jumping, they're playing games, they're interacting with their classmates, they're having fun. We're not working from a specific phys ed curriculum, we're just giving them the opportunity to have some fun first thing in the morning, and then looking at some of the benefits of that throughout the course of the day.
So what do you think it is about, and you mentioned cardiovascular activity, what do you think it is about that helps these kids? What is it about that specifically that maybe gets them better focused for their day?
Well, we do know from some of the research that when you do cardiovascular activity, it wakes your brain up. It activates a number of neurotransmitters. We start to see higher brain functioning. And so what we are looking at doing is trying to link that to some of the academic outcomes as well as and some of the social-emotional well-being. So we do know a lot of that research is just coming into more of the human population. A lot of it is in animal models right now. So we're starting to move into how do we understand the benefits of physical activity in children more specifically, and especially those that have learning and attention difficulties.
Now, I know you're pulling together some of the results very soon, in the next couple of months. What have you seen anecdotally? What have you heard from people about how this is working, the teachers, let's say?
Yeah, in the last couple of years, we've kind of done some pilot programs with it and taken a look at some of the results. We've definitely seen improvements in the classroom in terms of behavioral difficulties, less behavioral problems, less hyperactivity, more focus in the classroom. So we're seeing some nice behavioral outcomes. We're starting to be able to tie that into some social-emotional as well. So looking at anxiety and depression, and the children are reporting that they feel more comfortable in themselves, they feel better prepared to handle the day and better prepared to deal with academic challenges. So what we're really looking at doing now is understanding how is that going to be the same or different for populations with learning difficulties or with ADHD challenges. So over the next couple of months, we're looking to do some more data collection, and then we'll have some more answers, hopefully, as to the benefits of these types of programs.
Now, you started out, I know, with just one or two schools in the Calgary area. Where are you now with the program?
So in terms of the research component, we're still working with those two schools. In terms of how it's spread throughout Calgary, I believe there's about 10 or 12 schools within the public system and a number within the private system as well that have taken aspects of this program into their schools. So some of them are doing it school-wide, some of them just have a classroom or a couple of teachers who are really interested in it. So our goal would be to expand this program, have a little bit more awareness about the benefits of, you know, 20 minutes first thing in the morning and how that can help more schools bring these kind of programs into their daily activities.
And do you think it has the potential to become something that every school adopts?
That would be wonderful. if we could do that, that would be great. I am a definite proponent of bringing in the physical activity, and we've seen some really nice benefits. We don't have the research to necessarily back that up for all kids at all points right now, so that's where we're hoping to move in the next couple of years, is looking at either more specialized populations or more sort of general classroom environments, and looking to see what kind of benefits we would see with a regular classroom or a classroom with gifted students or behavioral students. So we've definitely got a long way to go, but we've made some good strides over the last couple of years.